Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Missed any of the show, grab the podcast.
Free every day at TNTRadioEmpire.com. iTunes or on the Stitcher app. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Couple things. God, I wrote a bunch of stuff down. First of all, it's Friday, right?
Okay. Yeah.
I remembered that this morning. Coming in. That's actually pretty cool. When you do work, I know a lot of people are not working. In fact, there's more unemployment coming out yesterday. It was just amazing, which sucks. So,
and if you aren't working, what the hell are you doing up?
Yeah, good point.
This time of day. Jesus.
Just download the podcast, right. TNTRadioEmpire.com. I was telling Craig, I said, why can't we do the show like starting at 8 in the morning?
Go to bed.
What's the difference? Go to bed. No, I totally forgot what the hell I was going to say. So I'm driving around yesterday, and I don't know, boss wants to talk about it because it confuses people, but I don't care. Z92's HD2 signal. Plays this show 24/7. That's our home affiliate here in Omaha. So it plays 24/7, and I have the HD2 and HD. I go to HD2 in my car. I'm driving around. I'm here is talking about Nick wanting to do methadone with, and then Dr. Mina was on. You know, and I mentioned the, and then Merle emails us and says, "What about this drug? What about that drug? When it comes to melatonin and alcohol?" And he asked about something else. I said, "You know what? We don't do every drug, but I found out a new drug I'm going to try yesterday. I'm going to shoot Clorox into my veins here in a little bit.
Because don't do that.
I might get a buzz, and I will not have the coronavirus.
Don't do that.
If I shoot Clorox. Now, who would say that? Oh, the president of the United States said that.
How long?
And Trumpers cannot spin this because I heard the audio. We're dead.
Before some
we're
dummy.
Dead.
What do you say? Before the end of the day, some dummy is going to drink bleach or isopropyl alcohol. Right. Apparently, that's good. You want to chase her that every once in a while.
That's where we're at, folks. You got nothing. I mean, thank you for listening, by the way, if you still support that guy, but it's ridiculous. We're done. I mean, you can't do that. You can't. You can't support him anymore.
On a related note, Dr. Mina may call and vent today.
She
texted me last night.
She's pissed.
I may need to call back tomorrow real quick.
Dangerous, man. I don't watch that stuff live, but I hear the clips coming in, and I heard the whole comment. It was just ridiculous, so we'll get into that.
Yeah, I mean, nothing. That guy does surprises me.
No, but that one was
completely.
I heard Willie Geist,
utterly.
Willie Geist this morning said, "I can't believe I'm even having this conversation.
Irresponsible.
Irresponsible and pathetic. We could have the dumbest person in the world. Not just David. I always say we have whatever. It could be the dumbest person in the world running our country.
Well, that's just. That's a product of his entire life.
Right.
Just talking out of his ass.
That's right.
That's fine if you have that conversation. Maybe say here. I think it would be irresponsible for us to even suggest that.
We wouldn't do it. We would do it as a joke, and then all laugh at each other. But we are not the president of the United States. But we are probably smarter than him.
I wonder if there's a collective facepalm from the reporters in the room.
I heard
they can't call him on his BS because he will dress them down. And because here's what he does:
he gets
up there and he talks to his base. He has no interest in informing the American people.
None.
He has no interest in talking to you or me.
No.
His base loves it when he dresses down the media and just aggravates me. I can't watch it.
Well, I heard the audio coming in. A guy calls him on it. He goes, "I know who you are. You're fake news. It's pathetic.
You're CNN.
It's pathetic. He's pathetic.
And you know what?
This is not a year ago and we didn't like the guy. Now the world, the U.S. is in trouble. It's in freaking trouble.
But when he calls CNN fake news, his followers eat that.
Yeah, his followers
eat that ass up.
Well, all that means is I don't have an answer. So I'm just going to, you know, no. be mean to
oh,
you.
Oh, no. You might ask me a pointed question.
They did ask. Yeah. Him, so yeah. You can't bring that up. Apparently one of the doctor's soul died right there on the camera when they showed him talking about that.
You can see it.
Yeah.
You exactly. can see her soul leave her body.
All right. We got Greg Warren. We got Craig Gass later on. I did watch the beginning of the draft, and I thought they did a pretty damn good job with the way they had to do it. You know, just going
technically,
virtually everybody, and yeah, it's not virtual. I mean, it was just going to the videos of everybody sitting
they
there.
Seemed to pull it off.
Yeah, I thought they did. I really did. I thought they,
I watched
the first couple of picks.
Right. Yeah, I watched the first five picks. My son wanted to watch it, so we watched it.
I didn't see any major glitches. No major technical issues of any sort.
Not from what I know. Not from the first five picks.
They did point out that Joe Burrow could have gone to Nebraska.
We all knew that.
They mentioned it
because we live here.
Oh, 12 times?
Yeah. We live in the Husker land, so I knew that whole story. But the fact was, nationally, didn't make the Huskers look that good. And don't try to spin that either. I saw people spinning that. Now, did we want him? No, you didn't want
him.
Yeah,
you did.
He wanted to come here. No, they didn't want him.
The fans wanted him. No, you should have wanted him.
Oh, so he actually wanted to come here.
Oh, his dad's still pissed.
Yeah, his dad. And I didn't know his uncles played here, too.
They're all Huskers, man.
He's a legacy.
They're all Huskers.
Way back.
No. I think the quote was, I'd heard, you know, paraphrasing maybe a little bit, but the quote was, we got Martinez, why do we need him? You know?
Is he better than what we've got, was what Frost said.
Yeah, that was it. Yes, he is.
Is he better than what we got? And that was what Trey Wingo said last night. And the answer is... Yes.
Now we do.
Yes, he is.
We do have one Husker fan on our chain text now, which is our text chain now is Nick Allen. So he jumped in. He said, "Yeah, we didn't look that good nationally, did we?
No,
we
didn't.
No, we did."
But he's a realistic
fan. He actually is.
He's not off the deep end.
No, he's not.
Or he probably wouldn't be with us.
No. No, he would not. He would not be on the show. Exactly. We wouldn't have that at all. Actually, Craig Evans will be here. There's a great video of Dallas Cowboys' first pick, and he's on his one phone, probably talking to somebody. And, of course, he has two phones because you got to have a cheating phone when you're 22. And his hot, hot girlfriend sitting next to him in just a slinky dress reaches over and grabs his other phone, and he grabs it and just shakes his head and says no. You got to see the video.
Okay.
Puss saw it. You saw it, Puss?
Oh, I did. Yeah,
yeah, we can retweet that. I got because I saw it on Twitter this morning.
I think I saw Jamel Hill tweeted it out.
Okay, yeah, I got to find a video and retweet that because he's going nah. I got another little thing.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Is it okay to eat these disinfectant wipes that we have?
I ate four before I got here.
Okay.
I ate four before I got here. They clog a little bit. Drink up with them, though.
Do you eat the whole thing?
Yeah.
Or,
now, you lick a lot at first.
Okay.
And then chew on it.
Tear it up into little pieces or eat it whole?
I tapped a vein with my hand sanitizer, by the way. I tapped one. I got an IV running with my hand sanitizer here.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
We found the cure, ladies and gentlemen.
I tweeted out a photo. I mean, I actually walked into Walgreens looking like that photo I had on Twitter. My wife wore one of the ones your wife made, and I had one of the, and one of my daughter wore one day. So we had some regular ones, the white ones. And I left my sunglasses on. I walk into Walgreens like that with my wife, and it's the first time I walked in anywhere right now with a mask on, and you think you're going to feel weird, but you don't. You don't feel weird because you'd think that, well, I look like an idiot walking in there with a face mask on. But there were maybe four people in the place one person had on, two different. All the workers had them on, too.
Yeah,
You think you're going to feel weird. I'm like, nah.
The one time I did that, yeah. I reconciled it by, I look weird walking around without a mask.
So. But I have my sunglasses on and my hat, and I look like I was incognito. I mean, I'm thinking, what the hell? You can't see anything.
I actually had my hat, my sunglasses, and a mask on, and I walked into a bank.
Yeah. Oh, I know.
And it was cool.
Well, that's why I said, I just tweeted out, Walgreens, here I come, at TNT Radio Empire. And one of the comments was, what, to rob the place? Because you're right. I don't know if you saw it. Yeah.
Well, like two weeks ago, last time I went out shopping.
That's how I looked walking in there, man. You can't tell. with beard, sunglasses, too, man.
I had the mask pulled up over my nose, sunglasses on, and a stocking hat.
Oh, yeah?
Because it was cold that morning, so I totally looked like I was getting ready to roll the joint.
Mm. Roll the joint, not roll the joint. But probably both.
Rob it.
Probably both.
To rob it.
Probably both, right.
It's all cool.
All right. Greg Warren, a.k.a. Dick Harp, started watching the Michael Jordan documentary. It is really, really good. So check that out if you haven't had a chance. I got rid of the draft and went over to that because I'm thinking, well, I'll watch that.
I don't watch any TV but Breaking Bad.
Yeah. Well, you're right. It's great.
I understand.
I was that way with the show too, Todd. Yeah. I got through that probably about a month because I was doing some other stuff.
I mean, I watched 20 minutes of the draft or so.
That's all you
was
need.
Like, okay.
I didn't even have a pick last night.
Yeah, we got to watch another episode.
Right.
So I think we're midway through the second season now, and we'll probably have it all wrapped up by the weekend.
Does she like it just as much?
Oh, yeah.
That's really good.
You only got another 40 episodes or so to go. You'll get there.
You do.
You'll get there.
Give me a week.
You do.
Yeah,
I'll give you a week.
Yeah.
Greg Warren, Craig Gass, Craig Evans, Nick Allen, all that. The whole gang's here today. It's Friday, right?
Yes, it's the last day.
Big weekend plans. We'll tell you about those coming up.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.